Okay. You ready? We'll go ahead and call the common council, excuse me, the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is 5:18 p.m. on Tuesday, May 12th. Roll call, please.
Daniel?
Here.
Eagle?
Here.
Crowder?
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting. Were there any changes or corrections that need to take place?
I have none.
Okay, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, Relay for Life. Hi, Shelby.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Do you want to go to the microphone? No?
Can everyone hear me? I have a feeling my voice projects pretty well.
Well, that's for the, it's for the recorder, that's why.
Well.
Yeah, it's for our minutes, so I know most people don't like to go to the microphone. If you could introduce yourself and why you're here. And,
sure.
Go from there.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Shelby Simpkins. I'm here with Whitley County Relay for Life. I am the Fund the Cure lead. This year, we were hoping to get a little more involved in the community. Last year, we had about 200 participants, and this year, we're hoping to double that. And part of that is just being out and about in the community. And we're actually just asking to paint the town purple. And so essentially, we just want to be able to decorate Courthouse Square with some ribbons, a couple different little banners. And that way, you know, everybody has to drive past Main Street, whether they're going to school or they're going to work. And so we're really hoping to just capsize on the free publicity. I do have some information pamphlets here for you if you have any questions, but again, Relay for Life just kind of celebrates the idea of birthdays. We fund cancer research with the American Cancer Society, and we're hoping this year to double our turnout, so whatever we can do to help out is always great. So if anyone has any questions.
Okay, so it looks like you want to have ribbons placed on the electrical poles.
Correct.
Light poles, thank you. Placed on May 29th and removed June 8th.
That is correct.
Okay. Have any problems?
No objections.
No objections? Okay. Is that the only thing you're asking for? Left?
Yeah, that is the only thing.
Excellent.
I'm asking for.
Excellent. You have a problem with that?
Absolutely.
You have a problem with that?
I have no problem. I have a question.
Yes.
Yes.
You mentioned around the courthouse.
Yes.
And we don't really have jurisdiction on the courthouse lawn, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just looking at that's actually through the county?
Sure.
Okay, so
yep.
I'm just
and
to
there's
clarify.
A different, yep, we've gone through that
okay.
approval
so
as well. So we just
100%, but I just
perfect.
Want to make sure all the entities are involved. So.
Yep, perfect.
Okay.
Okay. I think we're good.
All right.
Okay. There you go.
Well, I'll just pass out my information, and then I'm out
that's
of your guys' hair so you guys can do real work.
That's fine. Thank you very much. We never do real
yeah,
work.
This is the easy part here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. I think next up is the street permit. I'm loading up. I'm almost there.
Oh, you're fine. It is a curb cut.
Curb cut? Okay. Here we go. Curb cut request at 460 West Gates Road. Kelly?
Doug Richards wants to put a garage in on his property. And there's no curb there currently.
Uh-huh.
It's basically just information to show that he's wanting to put a drive in, I guess, going to his garage. He's talked about putting a 12-inch culvert in.
A what?
A 12-inch culvert in. I think that's what's required for any culvert.
Okay.
I didn't see an issue with it.
Well, that's what, I mean, I looked at the property. I couldn't figure out exactly what he was trying to do, so.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with it.
It's not cut.
Motion to approve the curb cut as presented?
So moved.
At 460 West Gates Road?
No,
it's okay. Is it a second or a motion? A motion. Okay, and I'll second it. Okay, any further discussion or questions? Yes, Walt.
Just clarification, is there a time limit on this, Kelly?
Time limit?
Okay, I think it's a 45-day They're not doing anything to the street, so I wouldn't worry about a time limit.
Okay, that's why I was just clarifying.
Because they're just going straight off the street.
Yeah.
Like, right now it's grass, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Is that updated what we wanted, you wanted, though? Was it 45 days we wanted?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so they have a new form.
Okay. That's all, Mayor.
Any other discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is Granite Ridge subdivision issues. Jeffrey? You have no idea.
I really don't.
Okay.
They committed that they would work on the deficiencies. But I was going to ask John today, and I just checked with them. And I personally haven't, unless some of the other departments have.
Okay. I talked to Marcia a little bit ahead of time, and she said that the two of you were communicating, then you were communicating with the Granite Ridge people, and
So I have not heard about anything. I'd gladly drive out there right now.
We can hold you back for a little while.
I would respectfully ask to have a table.
Okay.
And it's gone this long, so.
Okay.
We haven't had any rain, right?
I'll just keep that. All the pipes cleaned
out. There you go.
Right.
Okay. Street closing permit.
I'm still trying to load, so I have no idea what.
Okay. This is for the Whitley County Auto Art Festival.
I'd like to table that too because I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that outside of the meeting. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep going.
My problem with that is. I'll give the Board of Works a heads up. Where we're planning on placing the beer and wine tent is along the Inherent Street and the stage on the north side of Van Buren and Chauncey. And Mayor has said, you know, we need to have those out there on Sunday. The stage is not going to be a problem. The beer tent is going to be a problem trying to get it out on Sunday. So I need to really pick your brain and come up with a viable alternative before I present it to the board.
Okay.
That's the whole button at this point.
Okay. Thank you. Next up is the street closing permit request for the Memorial Day Parade. Tim, you marked concerns.
I marked concerns?
That's what it says.
Yes, you did.
I have no concern.
Okay.
I'm going to check the wrong one. No,
I'm okay.
I have no concerns as long as it's just like all the other parades we signed. We're assuming that it will be.
Looks like it is. So they need Eagle Tech from Walnut. Walnut at Van Buren, Chauncey at Van Buren, Line Street at Van Buren, Main at Van Buren, Madison at Van Buren. There's no Whitley. It should be.
Clear down to like Madison or go south.
Yeah, usually they do. I mean that's, but they don't have Whitley and Van Buren off there on that list. Okay. Any issues with that besides what I just mentioned? They haven't notified the Main Street organization, it looks like. Oh, wait. There was a date. They just didn't check. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the street closing permit for the Memorial Day Parade on Monday, 5/25, from 10:30 to 11:30, as presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Street closing permit for deconstruction of building at 213 West Van Buren.
Do I need to do that yet?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I wasn't here today at the redevelopment commission meeting, so I didn't know whether they actually had awarded it or not.
They did.
The deconstruction of the former Dew's restaurant building on alley here will require barricading this alley off from the intersection here up to Van Buren Street, and then the sidewalk in front will be barricaded off, including the parking spaces, if you say, to prevent pedestrian traffic, obviously, and they'll be accessing the building from the back side here through the alley. So that's where they'll be staging equipment. And so that would be our request, is to have this half block from South Alley, and then obviously the sidewalk and that parking in front. For a period of, I'm going to say before Old Settlers Day, which it was the one that was awarded to.
Yes.
Okay. Because he promised to have it. Have grass growing by Old Settlers.
Believe it when I see it. Okay. We don't have any signatures on the on ours. Do you have any signatures? They all signed off on it?
Yep.
Any of them have concerns?
Tim had concerns.
Okay.
No.
Now he does. Now he does.
Actually, I guess. I have a question about pedestrian traffic. Uh-huh. I mean, so we have pedestrians go to the north side of the road to go west, or how do the pedestrians move around the...
That's exactly how we end up.
Well, that I was going to say that was my follow up question was is how do we, but.
If you want to do like big cities, you can have a cage installed, but that's not part of the specs. So I really hesitate to.
Okay.
We did the same thing with the Eagles, and it wasn't a problem. Frankly, people from down here can access the note from.
Yeah.
I was clarifying that we're talking north of the intersection in the alley.
Yes.
So the east-west alley will not be blocked.
That will be open.
That will be open. Okay.
So
okay.
Is signage going to be required for it to help direct pedestrians to turn around and go back to the crosswalks?
Sidewalk closed, or
I'm just. I think just because it's in the middle of the block, I mean, that's the only thing I don't want to...
Close the head or something.
Something, you know.
I think just having a sign at the site, just saying sidewalk closed, I don't...
Yeah, we just don't want to encourage them to go in the street to get to the other side.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, I'm looking for a motion.
Motion that we approve the street closing permit for the deconstruction of building at 213 West Van Buren Street, and it's the notice to proceed anticipated in May.
As presented. Okay. Motion. Second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign.
Abstain.
Okay. Walter abstains. Dan and I approve. Okay, next up on the parade, maybe, is, got it, press it up. Okay, it's the electric service agreement with South Whitley. Sean?
Yeah, really the only changes were from the previous contract was under the statement of work. We've adjusted the rates a bit. We've changed the term to 18 months. It does not automatically renew anymore. So at the end of 18 months, we will, South of the and Public City Electric will have to sit down and see what direction they're going to go at that point. So.
Sean and I met with South Whitley officials months ago. And out of that came this, I'm going to call it a final 18-month agreement. And after this 18 months is over, then, kind of like Sean said, is they're going to need to decide what they want to do long-term. While we've been able to do this with them for a while now, they need to figure out a long-term sustainable option. And that could be a whole host of issues, but they have 18 months at least now to work along, now to work on it, basically. So this actually, with the fee increases, it even, helps the bottom line for the electric department and doesn't deprive our citizens, our customers of service. So, any questions?
No questions. I think it's again, Sean, great job establishing the, you know, to begin with and maintaining it, and the quality of service hasn't degraded here in our customer base as well as South Whitley. So I think it's a good process, and again, with a cap on it for the next 18 months, because it does impact our long-term planning. So.
I don't think it puts them in a better position moving forward with us assisting them along the way. The way we are doing it now, I'd like to become partners with them more than just do the work for them. So hopefully get them in a better position to have a more sustainable future in their electric department.
Okay. Anything else on this matter? Hearing nothing, can I have a motion to approve the service agreement between South Whitley and Columbia City?
I'll make a motion that we enter into the agreement for the next 18 months based upon the contract that's presented.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up, Michael.
You've got the contract from Larry. I got a text message from Mr. Hansen saying basically that they agreed upon paying the inside and the outside of the North Tower this summer. That's it. He didn't say anything about the South Tower or painting the outside of the East Tower. As you can see with Larry, they would paint the North Tower inside and out. Outside and inside is needed. And then next year they'll paint the South Tower outside and possibly inside is needed. And then the following year they'll paint the East Tower on the outside, because the inside is just done. I met with him 2 weeks ago, and we had a talk about not getting pictures, and he basically said, we've got so many water towers out here that we take care of, that if you want pictures, I need to notify him of that, and he'll get pictures to me, but they really don't have the time to make out a report when they do our towers. I talked to Delville, Indiana, which has a contract with service, utility services, and they said they're in the process of probably taking them to court for not doing any work. And Fairmont, Indiana, is in an argument with them too for not getting anything done. So, I'm not saying that we have to pay them good money, and maybe there's a possibility we could go back and get some of that money. But I really don't see where we're going to benefit by staying in a contract with them, with the way they want to do business in other places and how they treated us. Now, if you don't want to go in with the contract, the only thing is you can sit there and say, well, we'll put so much money back a year, but, we've got three towers out there. That's quite a bit of money that you could be hit up if something went wrong.
I have to guess that if we would go with Mr. Hansen and the group that came, is it Utility Services Group?
Yes.
That we would in some ways be throwing good money at that.
That's what my feeling is.
And I mean, there comes a point in time where I think you got to cut bait.
I mean, I know we paid them good money, but do we pay them more money and still get bad service fight it? And or do we cut and run? And like I said, Utility Service is a foreign-owned company, and their home office isn't even in the state of Indiana. Larry's home office is in Greenfield, Indiana.
So.
They're an IMPA community too, aren't they? See?
Yeah. They're Senator Stevens, 309.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So I guess a question I guess initially I would have is, what's the difference in payment between what we were paying U.S. Utility Services Group versus what we would be paying Leary?
The difference is that we'll be paying utility services more, and theirs can go up, I think it's 2% a year, every year. Mm-hmm. We're right, and with Leary, it's a 10-year, the price can't go up for that 10 years. And then after the 10 years, it can't go up more than 15% or down more than 15%. All depends. You know, it should never go down.
But that's a negotiation type of thing.
Right.
Okay. Tim?
I'm just running numbers in my brain.
Okay.
Disregard. No concerns.
Thoughts, Board of Works.
Where are we at in breaking the old contract?
We've already.
I mean, I know we've sent the letters and the notifications, and are we just right now? It's kind of like everything's on hold, waiting for.
And I think me and Rosie's been clear to them that if they wanted, you know, that we were going to take bids, and if they wanted to rebid, they could. But they were under the assumption, oh, we're just going to keep this old contract going. And you're just going to, you know, just go on from here. Because I thought he was supposed to get the information. I told him I was bringing it to the meeting today, a couple weeks ago. And I thought he was going to get more information, you know, like for every tank. And all he said was the north tank was all he gave me that they were going to paint this year.
So we have an existing incumbent vendor with already a set price. This price is a new price with new service, better relationship, maybe?
I'm hoping. I mean, I for the people I've called for both places. And the only thing that I've been told about Leary is you want to make sure if you want it done at a certain time during the year, that you have that put in a contract. That was the only thing that any of the guys said. You know, if you want it done in the spring, then you need to have that stated in there, so that's when they do it. But they all said that they were, you know, did a good job and took care of the community. So
the contract, some of it's cookie cutter information, and in here it acknowledges, you know, in emergency service to handle any problems is no charge to repair or to fix, according to the owner. It just says reasonable travel must be allowed for repair unit to reach the tank site. So I guess my question is, do we have any type of a emergency be responded within 4 hours? I
don't know. I can get that clarified.
We may, you know, right now it's open-ended. It's kind of subjective to what's reasonable.
But I will guarantee you that I think that utility services be a lot longer because they don't even have their own crews.
Right. I guess I'm just trying to get some kind of confirmation with that.
Right.
And then the only other thing is that at the bottom when they're asking for a signature, they have Town of Columbia City instead of City of Columbia City. So there's just some cosmetic things that need to be looked at. But I'm very comfortable with the proposal.
You got a chance for review?
Yes.
No, sorry.
I'm sorry.
I was looking past you. Marcia?
Well, Walt hit on two of them. One is the city needs to be in there instead of Town, and the first line needs to say City of Columbia City, Indiana. These are things all set out, too.
Right.
Those are some minor things. Some of the more things that I think they'll be fine with, but things that I want to point out, is there's no, it's pay up front, but there's no out if they fail to perform. So we need some sort of clause some sort of default provision that, you know, if we have to do something, you don't funds back, or else you hold it in escrow or do something. So that we haven't paid up front and then lose all that. The second thing is that under the, what they call that, preventative protection program, I would add that they need to provide you with a report, providing an annual planning, maintenance, and evaluation report to the city.
Right.
Which I think would be good.
They do that.
But I would have it in writing. I would have it in writing. The other thing is we need a hold harmless clause in here. So if somebody gets injured or anything else in their work, performance, I know they got an insurance, but we also want protection for the city that they can't go after us. So some of these are just basic terms that just aren't included in here, and they just need to be in there. And I can write those out, but also the two that Walt mentioned. The other thing I probably would add in there is the ability to terminate, even though it's annual, the ability to terminate if we feel that they're failing to perform and get out of this without penalty, even within that year. Because, you know, there's sort of that, if there's environmental issues that raise the cost, you can get out of it. Well, it's only an annual agreement anyway. So those were just some little comments that I would have. It would be really simple for me to send to you to provide to them to say we'd like this included. And I don't think they aren't the type of thing that I can imagine that they would have trouble with, but they need to be taken care of.
Mike, there was one other thing I missed, just a question. I don't know all of the what it takes to maintain them, but they said when they repaint the interior that they will recoat the existing lining. So that means they don't scrape it? Or is there something in there that the existing lining, I'm not sure what they're referencing, but what is an existing lining? So
I don't know, because they sandblasted everything off the other.
Maybe it just says they're going to recoat over existing lining. Maybe we can clarify what that means.
Okay. So I think once those changes are made, I think we can probably take it back under consideration, Mike.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Now can I bring my left of water line?
You may.
We've had this is the third, we had 2 weeks today on the line from 30 up to Eagle Land. They got the one fixed and turned it on and blew another hole in it. So my recommendation is that you let us replace that water line, and where we'll get the money is we will take the, we've got some money set aside for the Jeffrey Drive, and right now we're not having a problem there, and use that to buy the pipe and do that job out there, because this is the third one in probably about 3 weeks.
Yeah. I'm in favor of it. We just paved Jeffrey Drive, Kelly, 3 years ago?
2 years ago.
What?
Two
years ago. So I don't think I don't have any interest in ripping up new pavement. Go ahead.
The only thing I'm not sure of, they put a lot of fill in out there. And we might need someone to help us right there at the start that can dig deeper than what we can. That'd be the only thing. I'd like to talk to Weiss or whatever, see if they can help us out there.
Okay.
And they'll be replaced with a new type of pipe that won't be.
You know, a lot of that was that pipe wasn't bedded right. You know, they just put the dirt right back in on top of it. It should be bedded in sand. And probably when we go to do that, we'll wrap it.
Just need an idea what's costing us. Because of how we change in 100 feet or 1,000 feet, I don't know about you. Are we going under 30 or not?
Okay. Can you come up with a little bit more of a project description as to what's the fee, from what point to what point, all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
I think in general, I think we're in favor of the project. We haven't really had issues on Jeffrey Drive, at least that I can remember. And that was money set aside in the water bond that was passed in 2012.
I'm a little leery for them to turn on the new water line out here at the hospital, because I'm afraid that it's going to cause us trouble.
My guess would be when you're putting in that new line, the people that'll be most impacted will be Irish Glen, I would guess.
What we'll do is like they did out there. We will do a cut in valve at a certain point, run the line, and then we'll tie everybody in.
Okay.
When we'll get everything ready to go.
Okay. So why don't you come up with a little bit more of a description for us in regards to the actual project? Get us some numbers about how much it's going to cost,
we'll do
footage, all that stuff. And
I mean, I was in Indy when we We had two leaks today. It's just kind of happened. We got to do something. And what I've seen of the pipe, it is in bad shape.
Okay. Thank you. Bills? I reviewed the bills. I didn't see any issues. I don't know if you guys did.
I did. I didn't.
You did not.
As well. I did.
I got it.
Well, it's loading it up. Well, that's because
174.
It had been emailed to you, and I don't think it ever got moved over to the Dropbox, so I thought I'd just charge it up.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah,
174.
Yep, that's what I got.
I make a motion that we pay the bills as presented for the amount of $1,074,149.36.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions about that? All those in favor show the usual sign. It's unanimous. Got a lot of monthly transfers in that one, looks like. All right, man, anything for the Board of Works? Michael.
Just to let you know that I've been tossing around the idea. Every year, this time of year, when we mow, we end up mowing twice a year. We get this major buildup of grass, and it takes a lot of time for us to either rake it up and haul it off and stuff like that. So we've been throwing around the idea of maybe purchasing either a sweeper or a lawn back. We haven't decided yet, but just to let you know that we're looking at that. And I'll meet with Rosie, see if we have any money anywhere to get that piece of equipment.
Would that be attached to a mower?
Yeah, that would be attached to a mower. We'd either, with the sweeper, you pull it behind a mower, and with a back, you would attach it right to it. So when you're mowing, it would suck it right in, chew it up, and put it in a trailer, pull it behind a mower, and then you take it and dump it.
What about goats?
Goats?
We looked into goats.
Hey, hon, you fence more of it in, and buy me goats. That's all right. I'll sell my tractors. But that's just something we've been throwing around because it's been a hassle for quite a while, so I don't know if we will do it. It's just something we've been talking about. So, and it would be either way we go, one would be less than 500, the other one's less than 2,000, so it's well within our means to do it. I just let you know that we're looking at it, just haven't decided which to do yet.
And if we don't get it, then what's the alternative? Is just letting the grass sit?
Well, it sits and then it looks bad and don't like that, or we had to rake it up by hand, which takes quite a bit of time. It's just basically a time saver. We can pick it up with a machine instead of labor.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, obviously, we have a green concept. It's not what we do with the byproduct of clippings to some way. What can we do with that to put it back into the ground or whatever?
What we do now is usually right along the ditch line. We'll place it right along in there or at the back of the facility. There's trees that grow back in there. We usually just put it back in there. I mean, not a site or
wildlife.
So yeah, we don't send it to landfill or anything like that. We just basically just turn it back into
mulch.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else for Board of Works? Tim?
First of all, thank you to the Board of Works for 4 hours of your time today for the interviews. I appreciate your time. I'm asking for permission to offer conditional offers of employment to 3 this time.
All replacements?
All replacements, yes. Replacing one that left in March, 2 that will be leaving in July.
And they, again, have turned their documentation in, the 2 that's leaving in July?
No, 1 in July, I don't have it right yet. I've got another one that's going in January, so I will attempt to get the other one in writing this week. So that's why I'm asking for the three instead of the four at this time.
Okay, I'm with it.
Okay. I'll motion to approve the submitting the conditional employment letter. Basically, that they're hired if they want the job, kind of thing. As long as they pass all their, what's it? There's a.
There's a form that.
There's all kinds
Beth
of.
Beth has them signed.
Check marks. Yeah.
Conditional offer of employment pending the passing of the perf physical
packet. Yeah.
Packet, and then there's a mental health exam that they have to pass as well.
I'll make a motion to give three individuals all of that.
Second.
Okay. Motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Sean.
Real quick, you might see some bucket trucks driving around town drilling holes in our poles. Our fiber crew is on site after a year wait. So they are installing the fiber. They're saying at most 6 weeks, so we're hoping more like 2 weeks. So have it installed.
Take it. Good news. That's great.
So you did tell dispatch then?
Well, yeah, they called me today.
Well, they called me tonight.
They called me tonight too.
Yeah.
I told them to call you.
Sean, quit kicking the table.
I don't think it's me.
Dispatch kicking the table.
Oh.
Okay. Questions for Sean?
Nope.
Okay. Anybody else for Border Works? Rosie. Walter.
Just want to touch on that Mother Nature has made us to have a green lawns at the present time. Between the warm weather and the showers, I guess I'm just asking neighbors to be good neighbors and help each other, but the grass in a lot of places are getting out of control. Tim, I know that you are monitoring that and having guys out patrolling and doing the ordinance work of tall grass, because I know, Rosie, you've been getting calls about tall grass.
Yeah, Sally's been busy.
Okay. Yeah, the last 2 days have been lots of complaints that have come through dispatch and then through Sally, so she generates the ordinance checks. So past couple of days, they've done lots of those checks. I know there's still numerous properties out there, though, that have not been checked yet, so we're trying to get to those as we can. But yeah, we ask for people just to do their best to get them mowed. The height limit is 10 inches by ordinance, so there's lawns that are 17. Well over the 10 inches at this point. I know the weather hasn't helped us this way.
Right, and I know that a few years back we put in the process of putting signs in the yards, so that the neighbors know that we are already aware of it and we're following the ordinance of giving them X amount of days to clean it up. But also it's a communicating way to communicate to the neighborhood that we are being proactive of letting them know that we're trying to take care of the situation. So I don't know how many we got or how many's left, but right now we've got a lot of areas of town that really need some attention.
Kelly?
A follow-up to that, then, is if you cut 10 or 12 inches of grass, don't blow it out into the street.
Amen.
That seems to draw the attention, too, of the police and stormwater people. There was a case today where it was probably 6 foot from the curb and about that thick all the way down the property line, and I think one of Tim's guys tried to make contact with them, and I think they're going to try to get it cleaned up by tomorrow. So.
Maybe the newspaper can help us put some attention out there for tall grass. Whatever you can do for it, be appreciated.
Anything else? I don't have anything.
Any comments on the trash pickup?
You got some comments about trash pickup, didn't you?
A couple of them were the one had, was it 10 feet tall? Oh, wait. I forget. The siding, how tall was it? One had 12 king mattresses in their, I don't know how many, how they could get that many people in their house, but there was 12 king size mattresses to be picked up, and the other was siding, and they said it never came off their house. They could tell. It was like, was it 10 feet tall, 5 feet
no,
tall?
No, I think it was only 5 10, feet tall, but he said it was long or something, according to the email you
yeah.
sent me.
But those are two of the complaints we got.
Well, and just as a reminder, you know, we do the junk pickup. We're doing it twice a year now, with the hopes of spreading the cost out, if you will, or spreading out the opportunity so we don't have hoarding that happens. But, you know, when individuals from outside the city bring in items, that ends up costing our ratepayers more. So it's really important that we keep it a city residential program. And my guess is that those 12 king-size mattresses probably didn't come from all from inside that house.
No, I'm sure.
This was one of the mansions out of Eagle Glen, but, you know, that's a good story. Okay, anything else?
No, sir.
Okay, media? Public? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned.